WMPG 90.9 and 104.1 FM and 281 AC Gorham, Portland, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. You've been listening to The Locals, a show exploring local music with Isaac. Up next is New Mainers Speak. WMPG is supported by listeners and by the law offices of Joe Borenstein. For nearly 40 years, Joe Borenstein has been providing injured and disabled Mainers access to justice through a statewide practice specializing in auto accidents, personal injury, medical malpractice, and Social Security disability law. More information is available online at joeborenstein.com or by calling 1-800-CALL-JOE. During this program, if you need to step away from your radio but you don't want to miss anything, you might consider taking us with you by streaming us live on your computer or smartphone at wmpg.org. And you can always listen to previous episodes of this show at newmainersspeak.com. Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 41st edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as new Mainers. Today, my guest is Tony Bazia. Bazia was interviewed on New Mainers Speak this past summer about his life as the second-born son of the Lu tribal chief in South Sudan, and is back today to talk about his efforts to organize members of the South Sudanese diaspora. Thank you for coming back again, Bazia.
Thank you.
You spent most of your childhood learning to be a leader from your father, and I wondered if you could tell us two or three characteristics of a good leader and why you think that's so important.
The very important for the leader is listening to the people, what their concern or what is going on in their mind. The more you have a true story of both sides of the story of the people, that's the way you will be a good leader. And before you decide any decision, you have to think about it twice, because the distinct of to be a leader, you're taking the opinion of what is happening in the community, and you want to transit to the positive way. So you got to make sure you're not missing the pot.
In order to represent the people, must know their minds first.
Mind. And that's make the leader to be a leader in the way to be more common sense. And this other thing about the leader, you don't want to select the leader who know the issue and he ain't going to go and talk about the same issue. Now, the leader is supposed to listen to the issue for the community and go find a way to make the issue go away better way.
So you're saying you don't pick someone who already has a strong opinion about an issue. You pick someone who will represent the people's voice.
If I'm just saying according to what I'm running next week, if I win, I will have my own personality. But if I'm going to be present the community, my personality, I put it aside.
Can you tell our listeners what you're running for?
I'm running of chairman of Sudan, because since this community been here for a long time, since 1995, because South Sudan or North was not divided, but it was one community, and still people love to be one community. Only if they decide they want to divide after South Sudan became a nation, that'd be different. But I'm running right now for the two community in the name of Sudan.
So there's a South Sudanese community here, or just a Sudanese community?
It's Sudanese community since 1995.
Here in Maine?
In Maine, yeah.
And so you're running for the chairman?
For the chairman, yes.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And the election's next weekend?
Yeah, that's going to be next Saturday.
Lately, your homeland of South Sudan has been torn again by civil war, most of which is caused by conflict between two men. Right? Salva Kiir and
Riek Machar.
Yeah, thank you. Who are the two most important leaders in Sudan, South Sudan? What can you say about these men and what's going on with the leadership there?
For me, I'm not surprised. According to my background, from my parents and my daddy, one of the people was in the movement in 1955. And they came back to North and have the agreement at Addis Ababa. And even the hero John Garang and the other hero, we have Kelman Boro, all this big leader before all this. I think there's one thing he's missing here. I can look at it. Both those two leaders, they're hungry for the power, but they forget we all fight for the same power. If they give a chance for themselves, they can realize it's not about two men. And this is one thing today I'm surprised. Nobody even talk about John Garang no more. He was one of the leaders who unite people, even north, south, it doesn't matter. But I don't think Riek and Salva Kiir sit down and ask themselves, if we all fighting for the same country, what about the other people even under the same country? What they're going to think? I think they have to realize that. And I'm not surprised because these two people, they was in a guerrilla fight.
They were guerrilla fighters.
So, leave the guerrilla fight, came to the city, get a nice house, get a nice bodyguard. For me, I'm not really interested to see the issue of South Sudan as a president. Because the president alone, he cannot do anything. But people are easy to say the president is bad, it doesn't matter. But the issue is supposed to be what the people want South Sudan to be. But nobody ever talk about it. We talk about Riek, Salva Kiir. And everybody want to take a side. If you want to be with Riek or you want to be with Silva.
So you're saying that the citizens of South Sudan aren't necessarily talking about how they want it to be. They're talking about the two leaders.
Yeah.
So what could the citizens be talking about that would be more helpful?
If I just go back to United States, depend on since 1776, the best thing when United States have dependent, they think about to do three things. To pick a language, South Sudan did that already pick English. But to understand the law or the constitution of the country, you have to go through the school. And what to make the citizen be good, equal citizenship. Really, since Isperia came to South Sudan, they don't get much time to do a lot for that. That's a simple thing to make the nation better. They was willing to build big houses by hammer. I'm not interested to hammer. I'm interested to the little guy who even he cannot speak his mind. That's why I'm interested about it. Nobody even talk about it right now today.
So I think what you just said was language, and you've decided on English already.
Already.
Schooling and equality.
Equality.
That's what the people, if they were talking about that more than who's the leader.
Leader.
The leaders would need to focus on this thing.
Focus on this thing. This is going to make the direction of the leader correctly. If right now, if I just look at, I'm running next week, already I know the issue. I'm not going to go there, make a noise. I got to find a way to solve the issue in the better. Even if I can't finish all, but I have to start in the positive way. That's what the leadership, the man who he can deliver what is going on. The only thing I look, challenge is a part of the life. Because we don't born in heaven. We're born in this world.
You're not afraid of a little uncomfortable feelings.
No, I don't
take your optimism.
Right, I don't feel that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you talk about it, if we don't live forever, whatever, why we cannot hope good? Think about it in a positive way. Challenges is a part of the life. People, wherever they go, if that's the way it's supposed to be, well, we have to think out of the box.
Do you mean people die every day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still life is moving on.
Right. And so how do you want to approach that?
Right.
Whether you die or not.
Not.
You have a choice.
You have a choice. So I don't I don't really interest of the leader, just want to be there and make a noise. Because the noise was there without you to come to the office. You're supposed to do the job, listen to the people, and look at the system, what the system requires. It's like sometimes I see when African general way, they blame America. I was like, what? Think about it. When you even compare the United States with your country, I feel like you're not making a sense for me. Because there's a big gap between the United States and Africa.
Big gap. Yeah.
But we never accept it. We just think, oh, the president of South Sudan is supposed to be like Obama. I feel sorry. I don't think so.
Yeah. Who do you think should be leading your nation at this point?
Since the hero John Garang passed away, I don't see anybody really right now. But I can say even those two guys who are fighting, let them forget the difference between them. Let them put the people number one and put the nation in the front. We can be all together if we put that. And the leadership will show up after that. But because if we're going to talk about I need React, I need Meshar, I don't think that's the idea. Let's just go to the simple thing to unite us in the simple citizen of the country or for the nation of South Sudan. If that takes place, the really good leader will show. But for me, in my opinion, and I've been around, I'm not old man, but I learned through my parents, listen to this story, see John Garang, see other hero in this world, like John Garang was a big hero for South Sudan. You can see Nelson Mandela, you can see Martin Luther King, all these different leaders. If we're really learning for them, we can make a sense. I don't see any leader right now to guide South Sudan. Because South Sudan, you need somebody who loves South Sudan, who they are. Not to divide people, not to describe people. Everybody fight for this South Sudan. Even the North, even the nation of America died for this world. It's not only about South Sudan. Freedom, it became in a different way sometimes. But we don't say thank you. And this is one thing in my interview last 2 months ago I did. And I say thank you for George Bush. He's the one bring the South Sudan peace. If it's not him and Tony Blair and John Garang, there's the people who bring a piece of South Sudan. I know they fight, but until the international community get involved and understand, because South Sudan be fighting since 1955 until agreement Addis Ababa 72 until 1983, they realize that something's not right.
Something is not right. And maybe the first to know that in a substantial way was Tony Blair, you were saying earlier. Having Sudan formerly a British colony.
Colony.
That leader of England was very,
very connected, yeah. And to make the peace of Sudan, British have to get involved because they're part of the colonies. And I was happy the way Bush did it in the simple way. We got to get this thing done and get it done. That's why South Sudan may have a country by 2011, and even they picked the dependent of South Sudan July 9. And even all this is why I said. Sudanese, they have to be lucky. There's a lot of things compared with the United States. But think about it. Even Americans who are this country, they don't take all these things overnight like you guys thinking. People pay life to make this American agonize. If you look at it, when you go to the store, you find people already sitting in the line out there ask, are you on the line? Daddy doesn't come overnight, my brother, my sister in South Sudan. Try to pick a small thing before you think about the big thing. If you can't get the small thing done, you can't get the big thing.
You build up the skills to tackle larger and larger issues. What do you think about when you're thinking about grassroots leaders coming along? What do you think about women in that role?
I'm really right now. I'm focused on the lady. Even I have a young girls in Maine and New Hampshire, and I start other group in WOW, my hometown. And I believe if we get a chance for the young lady from now, I'm hope if God give me a life from 10 years from now, South Sudan, it be changed. Why I say the lady, if you look at the old nation in the world, and I put it this way, my mom was the lady, and God say, yeah, I'm going to have somebody in my life, a lady. But if you see all these men, they divide their mom different, and they look at the love different, and I don't think it's a good way to put it. If we put the same thing and we give them quality and education and leadership, they can do a lot in a different way. But I can tell you an example about the United States. In the Democratic Party, you have 65% of the lady. In Republican, we have 19%. If you look at it, that tells you something. One thing I love about the lady, and I'd be proud to say it, the lady almost care about them name more than the man.
They care about what?
Them name.
Their own name?
Yeah, the lady care about them name. They're sensitive about it. It's like, if you look at the corruption in the world, it's all about men. If you give a man 100,000, he can take all the 100,000 and even doesn't care. But the lady cannot do that. If she take maybe 25, but she put 75 in the job. And I guarantee that according to my skill in the life and I've been around.
So you'd like to see more leadership, and you're cultivating that in the girls in the South Sudanese communities here.
Yeah, it would make more sense. Because if you look at all these men, whatever they're doing, they love women. But sometimes they don't give them the way they want. But if I just put it the way I'm thinking, give them education and try, take the idea of the government out of the mind, focus on the small business and different education. With the long-term vision, you will find out you're raising the value of the lady and you're raising the community in a better way. Because business is a different part of the government. And now nobody going to have much attention what it is. But you gave an education because the mother who raised the child, the man never be for the child. So then in the long-term vision, you realize, wow. You know, because in Africa, the only standing of the government, everything is a government. Even they don't understand what means government. Government is not a building, it's a people.
And the women of the family seem to understand that and take care of all the members.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd like to see more of that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that because if the mom have more education, she'll give a good chance for the child to grow up in the good discipline. Now, when South Sudan talk about tribe, they never talk about what the solution. They talk about, oh, too much tribe. If you want to make a difference for each of the tribe, there's two people very important, the lady and the kids. If you give them way to be understand, hatred and all that's not the solution, we equal, that the people who are going to transit. Because through the mom, she will talk with the child more than the man. And that's the really change if you want to talk about it. And then the equal of the power of simple. Give a job for people. Let people eat. When sometimes people hungry, they don't talk about hungry. When they came to the office, if they find all Denka, they're going to say, oh, it's all Denka. Sometimes he was coming there to get something to eat. He doesn't see. He can talk about food. He's going to just see what he sees. And eyes have different way to look at the thing. But nobody even focus what I'm saying. I'm not agree with whatever is going on. But there is a simple way to look at the reason where people get upset or people get subject of racist or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So you could hypothetically double your power if you not only have the men to be leaders, but also raise the women to be leaders. You have twice as many leaders.
Yeah, this is why I believe if we give a chance for the lady of South Sudan, the United States, Canada, and all the places in diaspora, it will help. Because one of the things I'm proud to say is when the child die, the old lady in the world, they feel the pain, not the man. And I believe that.
You're listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you're just joining us, welcome. My guest today is Tony Bazia, originally from what is now South Sudan. He's talking about leadership and what is needed in South Sudan today to help the new and troubled country get on its feet. Bazia, I know you're a man who stands behind his principles. How are you presently working to make this change of leadership happen here in Maine?
I'm already working with the kids in high school and in the community of Portland, Maine, South Sudanese, and even in WOW. All the messages are all the same. It's about education and how to make them to be who they are. I'm not asking them to be different person, but to be who they are. It's like teach them how to fish, not to just tell them what to do.
I like that.
Yeah, that's the way I put it.
And you're a mentor for students in the high school?
Yeah, I do Mountain High School, and I have a program called Bright Future. It's welcome the new common who came to the United States from different continents, Africa, even Iraq, even Russia. It doesn't matter.
How would people find Bright Future if they were new arrivals?
Through the high school, the one in Portland High School, since you get there because there's a lot of money program. But we have in the system of the high school, we talk about it through different classes. If you're interested, you can join us. We do it only Monday at 2:15.
That sounds great. And then there's a group of girls that you work with. Are they learning? What are they learning?
They're learning how to sing the song of the nation culture. Tradition of culture of them, and the same them teach them what America about it in the discipline, because America dream is not just somebody gonna wake up and get everything overnight. It's not.
Do you end up using the books that you and Anne have written together?
Yeah, this book make a lot of concern what I believe, and I'm happy to have this book, and people start realize. But it's not only about him; it's about other people. But the first book was about. To tell people who I am. I'm not just came from nowhere. And even I'm working now on the second book called Chocolate Man. But through the book, through the website, through what I'm believing, I'm studying, it will get the word out there. And this is one of the things I'm running for the chairman of Sudan community in Maine. I want to tell them what I have, what I can do, what I can deliver. And that gives me more distinct of what my vision is.
Well, writing a book is a really complicated and involved process. And even just showing you can write a book, not only with Anne's help, not only about yourself, but also you have these two books about the South Sudanese community and the culture, and comparing the culture to this culture is so helpful, I would think.
Yeah, it was taking us 1 year and a half. It was not easy. We get more credit of the other people. Even we have a safari company in Mexico and get involved. We have a guy from Denka tribe. He used the cow to do the farm. And even the Denka was against him because, according to Denka, the cow is something special for them. But like I say, change doesn't come overnight, but we're working on the change.
What are some of the long-standing obstacles to having women in leadership positions in African nations?
Really, it was one thing happened in Maine. We have Bakita, who became a chairman of Zandi community, was more interest. Even I connect her to the, there's a magazine in Portland called Portland Magazine or something. She was on it last year. It was amazing to be a young lady to be a chairman in African community and our Pacific Zandi community in Portland, Maine. It was more a need to be a lady, to be a leader. And I feel proud.
Can you say something about Zandi? Is that a tribe?
Yeah, Zandi is one of the tribes, West Equatoria, because South Sudan became more than 10 states. And even the governor of West Equatoria was here, Joseph Bakasoro. He visited. And even we share his visit to United States and Portland on the book and talk about the research, what they have and all that. That's a big tribe in South Sudan, Zandi.
Thank you. What do you see happening in local communities of African refugees here in Portland?
Really, they are missing understand the issue and to make them to unite, and I think that's missing. But I believe there's some other community that succeed. If I look at the Somalia, even that there's some divided, but they're doing good. I'm not going to just say all the communities, not. And I start look at Zaire, they start cashing up in the way better.
But the Congolese community.
Yeah, Congolese community. Mm-hmm. And a little bit between South and North is still in the process, but it will get there because the only thing, and I wish everybody understand that challenge is the part of the life. We have to take it in a positive way. If we try to give up some stuff, we can get this thing done because it's very important to have community because community have a different tone and it can raise different perspective of the issue and the level of the state.
And when you say get this thing done, you're talking about unity between the North and South Sudanese?
Yeah, unity, it can be more perfect of a lot of things. Sometimes we're thinking big. I can't think about it in South Sudan before I think about where I live. That's why I call it the first thing. Take care of where you live, and then the next move, back home, will be different.
So think globally, act locally.
Right. That makes sense. I like that.
It's kind of backwards. Act locally, think globally.
Yeah, because we Africa, we confusion about one thing. We talk about, oh, I came into America, I'm going back tomorrow. It's not going to happen. We sometimes will lie to ourselves. I mean, I like Hindi and almost say this. Wherever you go, that's your home. I like Hindi. The way they're thinking is correct. Because I can't be in the United States and thinking Africa. I don't mind to think about it, but except what I'm doing here, that make for me more sense. I'm not saying everybody have to agree what I'm saying, but I'm just talking about what I look at the action. Because when I wake up in the morning, I wake up in the United States. I don't wake up in Africa. So if I want to say thank you, I would start saying thank you, I'm here.
That's an interesting point. Back in 2011, I knew a lot of South Sudanese people were hoping to go back to their newly formed country. Do you know of any who did, or do you know if there's still that hope bubbling up?
There is some people went back home, they get a job done and stuff, but there's some people that don't succeed because to live in this country more agonized, some people they can take the heat of the new country coming from the guerrilla fight. It was too much, not expected the way you want it. Some people succeed, some people they don't. But it's like when React, he was in Maine, he said something very funny about the life you live in America is more organized and more clear, but in South Sudan it's not. You can have a job today, tomorrow they say, oh, we don't want you. So I don't think there's some people that would love to have that, but it's, some people try.
So it makes it hard to leave a more organized system to go to a less organized
system. It's hard.
It is. Well, we're getting toward the end of our program. I want to leave a little time for the music at the end. But Bazia, I love how you look at complex issues with a fresh perspective and come up with new creative solutions that you share with your community. You're very community-minded. And thank you for being willing to come on New Mainer Speak again today.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you. You're such an optimist. I love the spin you put on things.
No problem.
You were saying earlier that something about African peoples.
The original African, they're Republican, but they're not really democratic. But the thing is, like I said earlier, it's about when they live in them country, they don't agree with the president. So they're telling me, because the way the president does in Africa, they're taking a power of the citizen. A Republican, they don't want the government get involved in them life. So African, they're Republican, but the only reason they get out to say we are democratic, but they're not. They're Republican. If you look at the aspect of design of them life, you can call it a culture, but it's the same how our Democrat, how Republican live. Republican, they don't like too much government. They like simple.
Your perspective is that Africans tend to be Republican at heart. But then they subscribe more to democratic values.
The truth, a lot of Africa, if they look at it in a common sense, that Democrat or the Republican.
Very interesting. Thank you all for listening. Please join us each Sunday from noon to 12:30 for similar interviews with diverse members of our community. If you would like to hear this complete interview or interviews from previous weeks, please visit newmainerspeak.com or check us out on the Facebook/newmainerspeak page. You've been listening to New Mainers Speak, and we'll close today's program with some music that Bazia has picked out for us. Can you say a few words about Bob Marley and what he means to you?
Bob Marley was my hero when I was growing up, but just because my parents was kind of a classist, a standard life, they don't agree with what I picked. I love about him, when he sing, what he say, it means something to me. It's not how he look like, how what he used for himself, personality in other way. I don't want to describe it, but it was one of the challenges for me. But I'm still connected to him because he talk about stuff happening, but do not make things to slow you down. Think about future. It's like take from the old, the good one, and throw the bat and move on, because that's the way I look at it, and that's the way I became connected to Bob Marley.
He's got a lot of content.
He does, and he make a difference until today even.
Great. Thanks.
From the lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me. He'll find that love is like the lovely lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to me. One day, many lemon.